Good morning, beautiful people. I am Nifemi, and it's time to have fun with Nifemi because our work and no fun makes Nifemi a dum dum. Who wants to be a dum dum? Not me. Welcome to my podcast / YouTube channel. I hope you enjoy today's episode. It's a juicy one. Yummy. I am Nifemi. I'm a Nigerian. I am Yoruba. I have the Nigerian Yoruba accent, so you might have to ignore some of my heroes because this is Nigeria. And I don't think there's really anything much about me. I'm just there. So let's just get to today's episode. What are we talking about today? We are talking about how to keep your boyfriend interested. I know, right? Yummy. A few people or a lot of people that are listening to this might not even have boyfriends. Yeah, it would be. But that is why you need to get a pen and a book to chase down these tips, because baby, you are going to need it. So yeah, are you ready? Do you have your pen and your book ready? Let's get to this. My first point is show interest in his interest. Yeah. Most guys' interest is football, sports. And there's this thing, and I don't know how true, that a guy loves a girl that has interest in sport. I don't know if it's true or if it's not true, but whatever your guy's interest is, whatever he's interested in, whatever it is that he really loves doing, that you know, okay, this guy is obsessed with it, instead of, you know, getting jealous or trying to stop him from doing it so that he can spend time with you, why don't you show interest in that interest? Makes sense, Try to show interest in his interest. That way your guy, you're creating some kind of bond. That way you guys can spend time together while he's doing something he loves with someone he loves. Words, right? Yeah, make sure you're showing interest in his interest. I don't know how to stress this more, but just make sure you're showing interest in his interest. The second point is show appreciation. Yeah, guys have ego, no doubt, and when they do something, they want to be appreciated. That way they feel, yeah, I did something. Even if it's just taking 2 steps forward, they're like, guy, you were doing a good job. They boost their ego. So if a guy does something for you, if he takes you out on a date, if anything at all, anything, if he lays the bed, anything that he does, make sure you're showing appreciation, because guys love to be appreciated. I mean, everybody loves to be appreciated. So make sure you're showing appreciation. The third point, accept that sometimes men need space. Yeah, I'll say it again. Accept that sometimes men need space. As hard as that is, I mean, why would I give my man space? I want him to spend 24 hours, even 25 hours with me per day. Yeah, because I am his girl and he needs to spend time with me and all some other kind of things. But as much as sweet as that sounds, men need the space, either to be alone and just meditate, or just be on their own, or to hang out with their guy friends. I mean, you might not really find it funny or find it easy to do, but just know that men need space. That is what will be leading us to our fourth point. Have a life outside the relationship. Once you have a life outside the relationship, that way you can give your man the space that he needs. But if all you do is just the relationship, just this guy, you are going to chase a boy away. Sorry. But if you understand that a guy needs a space and you have a life outside of a relationship where you do other things when you are not with him, you have something that you enjoy apart from being with him. It does not mean you guys don't love each other. It just means you are keeping your guy interested. Have a life outside the relationship. Make sure you love something else. Don't put all your energy into one person. If you squeeze your dinosaur too hard, you're going to overuse him and he's going to run away. Yeah, make sure you're not squeezing Mr. Dinosaur too hard. Make sure you are giving him space. At the same time, you're showing him that you love him. I hope you get my point. Now to our fifth point. Do not commit too soon. Yeah, for girls that have my kind of personality, you might want to commit too soon, you know. People with soft hearts, you know, I really envy people with, you know, those hard hearts, people that are hard to get and are really, you know, strong. And I'm like, whoa, girl, can you borrow me your heart? Because, babe, just wink at me and I'm ready. Oh my god, I love you so much. Yeah, but make sure you're not committing too soon. Don't commit too soon. Yeah, your guy can be this really, really, really nice guy, but be sure he is committing before you commit to avoid heartbreaks. Yeah, and if you show him that you're committed and he's not committed and he's forced to commit, eventually he will lose interest and you will lose your guys. So make sure you're not committed too soon, okay? Number six, have fun. Yeah, have fun. You need to have fun. This life, you need to catch cruise, okay? You need to have fun. It's not everything that you put on your head, eh? Relationship is not like a test or a school. It's a discovery. I don't even know the English to use right now. Relationship is a discovery. Yeah, you get to know your guy, you get to know more about him, you spend time together to know, get to know him and everything. Relationship is not like a means for validating yourself. It's not a means to prove yourself or stuff like that, babe. It's for you to know him and for him to know you. It's not a place where you deal with your past traumas, your childhood, this thing. Forget about all of that. Forget about what happened in the past. Forget about what guys have done to you, or what if you are ready to get into a relationship, then you're ready to get to know this man, know who you are dealing with. Is it worth your time? Are you ready to spend your life with this guy? Before then, make sure you're having fun, make sure you're doing everything that you love to do, make sure you're having a life outside your relationship. Next point, don't try to prove your worth. Yeah, a lot of girls are tempted, you know, want to prove their worth. They want to make this guy know that I can do this, I can do that. They try to impress your guy. If your guy is going to be impressed by you, he's going to be impressed by you. Like, don't try, don't go to the extent of bending your back to impress your guy. Don't go to the extent of this thing. Relationship and job interviews, you don't need to prove why you're a worthy candidate by going above and beyond, bending over backwards to make him happy. Only desperate people do that, okay? Make sure you are not trying to prove your worth. What makes a man happy is a happy woman. So make sure you're happy, and that way you're having fun. That way, everybody loves a happy person. Everybody loves a happy vibe. So make sure you yourself, you're happy. Make sure you're happy. Then that way, you make your man happy. And then you're keeping your guy interested. Yeah. My eighth point, understand how men operate. Men are not women. Women are multitasked. Women can multitask than men. So if you notice your guy goes to work, he's working or he's doing something, and throughout the day he doesn't text you, we are women. Women can, she can be doing work and be cooking and be texting a guy every hour. But men, they can get worked up, they can get engrossed in their work, and then they forget to text you. Make sure you're understanding your man. Make sure, like, you understand how many women end up blaming their guys for not being like women. Guys will be guys, they will always be guys. So make sure you are not blaming your guy for not behaving like a woman. Make sure you understand him, understand your man. That is why you need to have fun, you need to study your man, you need to know him. When you study, I don't mean study him like he's a book, but make sure you are understanding him, you understand how he operates, and then you're not, because if every day you're like, baby, you didn't text me today, I'm hungry, and then you get hungry for about 6 hours and really have 24 hours needed, and you apologize for 2 hours, eventually you will get tired and you will lose interest. The ninth point, be your best self. There's this every guy, there's this should I say idea that every guy loves a figure eight woman. Actually, you might not be figure eight, you might just be flat, or you might be fat anyhow, but whatever, however you look, you are beautiful, because every lady is beautiful. Make sure you are being your best self, no matter how you look. Even if you don't have all the shape, make sure you are dressing well, your hair is well made. Don't wait for your guy to give you money to make your hair. Make sure you are being your best self. Even if it's loose, make sure it's well packed and your face is well in a good shape, your body is okay, you're not just like a woman that has given birth to 22 children. Make sure you're dressing well, make sure you're complimenting yourself. You're dressing, you don't just wear pink on top of brown or some very, very awkward colors. Make sure you're dressing well. If you have to be into fashion, Nista to give you advice on how to dress. So, yeah, make sure you're dressing well. Make sure every day your guy sees you, he's seeing a different fashion and be like, whoa, you look beautiful. That way, you keep being interested. Like, okay, every guy loves a woman that can dress well. So, whatever you do, dress well. It. Dress well, smell well. Nobody loves a bad odor, because if he loves bad odor, then you might as well just go and date a toilet. Yeah, you right? So make sure you're not smelling like a toilet. Make sure you're smelling good. And when you come into the room, like, what is that smell? I'm like, wow, my lady smells good. Yeah, make sure you're smelling good. Then the last but most important point, my girl, love yourself. A man cannot love you if you don't love yourself. You have to love yourself. Love yourself. And by the way, you might want to excuse the chicken sounds in the background, because this is Nigeria. So as I was saying, love yourself. Yeah, love yourself. Love yourself. No man will love you if you don't love yourself. You'll be like, oh, I'm too fat. If you keep saying it every time, he will start seeing you as fat, and then you start losing interest. Make sure, even if it's like, babe, what are you wearing? You'll be like, you must have that confidence. Yes, you must be confident in yourself. And you cannot be confident in yourself if you are not being your best self. So all of these points actually just work together. Make sure you are being your best self and you are loving who you are. Love the woman you're becoming. Don't compare yourself to other women. Don't compare yourself to another girl. I'm like, oh, that girl has a big ass and I don't have any. Babe, love your flat ass in peace. Make sure you love your ass so that your guy can love your ass. That's just how it works. Make sure you're loving yourself. Don't many people are suffering from low self-esteem because of this society idea of a perfect woman. You are perfect. Yes, you that are listening to me, you are perfect. You are perfect the way you are, okay? So make sure you are being your best self. Make sure you're wearing clothes that complement your curves. Make sure you're wearing clothes that, you know, shows how beautiful you are. Everybody is beautiful. Yeah, everybody is beautiful, either with scars or no scars or with anything at all. Make sure you're loving yourself, okay? Love yourself. It is very important. I hope you all enjoy this beautiful podcast. I love you too, and catch you on the next episode. That's all for today. Don't forget to have fun, because it's time to have fun with Nifemi. This is the end of the podcast/YouTube channel. Make sure to like, subscribe, and whatever you do, I love you. Bye.